This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So on Friday, we informed you that the federal government had decided, the Treasury Department had decided they're going to do away with the penny. Doesn't mean it's not going to still be in circulation. They're just going to stop making new pennies. There are already 114 billion pennies in circulation.
Many enough to go around.
Yeah, for a long time. Didn't you say on Friday that, you know, the way people throw them into fountains and leave them in jars in their garage or whatever, that we're still going to have pennies circulating for another 30 years or something?
Probably
like that?
Like 100 years. They phased out the 30? Wheat penny in like 1857, and they didn't stop accepting it as currency until like 1959. It was like 102 years.
So it was still
years.
Going.
Yeah.
Okay.
They had so many wheat pennies in circulation. We'll probably see the same thing with 114 billion
pennies going around. Story here reads, so what will happen now that the Treasury Department has said that they're going to stop making pennies? Experts are mixed. Some say this will mean more nickels will have to be made. And those, as you pointed out on Friday, Sam, if I'm not mistaken, cost even more to make than the penny.
14 cents, I believe.
For every nickel,
yeah.
It's 3 cents for every penny. Others say convenience stores do most of their cash transactions and they'll just either round up or just keep using them. 114 billion pennies still in circulation. Many of them end up
in a couch
or in fountains or in jars.
Well, and if we're being blatantly honest, 90% of people are transitioning to entirely credit purchases.
True.
I mean, I went into the bank on Saturday. I know I went into a bank to pull out some cash. I know, Dr. Rick commercial. I'm getting old. For a large purchase for the new house.
No. Tell Dana. We'll get back to this in just a moment. Tell Dana. Oh, is this the story that you told me earlier?
No, this is a different one.
Okay, tell this story and then tell her your real Dr. Rick story.
The guy started like questioning me about why I needed cash. What are you doing this weekend? I'm like, can I not pull a large sum of cash out of my bank account without you asking me questions?
Well,
I bought a washer and dryer for anybody wondering.
Okay,
did you buy
that on the marketplace?
No.
Just
okay.
You get a better deal if you pay cash.
Oh,
I didn't
that
have to pay the 5%
me,
fee.
Just eat the 5%. Please stop walking around with large sums of money.
He bought it at a store.
I know, but like, that's why they're asking you, because of elder abuse and things like that.
What?
Do I look elderly?
Well, no, but somebody thinks, okay, this poor guy is probably withdrawing a large sum of money to go buy a PlayStation from someone that's going to jack him with a gun in his face.
But yes, I was a full-blown Dr. Rick commercial at Home Depot.
How do you go from him wanting cash to getting jacked in the face in a Facebook transaction that goes wayward. How dark is the regress of your mind?
You did this to her. Why are you asking?
But even my mind's not that dark. Now tell her about the purchase, about how you felt old and like you needed to be in a Dr. Rick commercial.
We were standing in front of the shovel section at Home Depot.
Of course you were.
You know, new house, need a
Do
new
we need
shovel.
A spade, a hoe? I don't know if we'll have time.
We were going for the square head.
And, I have a square head shovel.
Square head, very nice.
I actually think they're more convenient.
Took about 15 minutes as I stood there and spoke with my lovely girlfriend about all of our different options, handle styles, handle lengths, whether or not we wanted a wood handle or a composite handle, and the strength of which, because she's probably going to be using it from time to time as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we sat there and broke down every
Welcome to the club, Sam. Welcome to the club.
Square head shovel.
You did it,
did
buddy.
We want a wide head or did we want a narrow head shovel?
I am so proud.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like everything that I've worked for on this show over the last decade to 14 years with Dana, turning her into a skeptic who doubts everybody. You know, it took a long time, but the work paid off. And to me, that means everything.
Can I tell you that we, not to one-up your Dr. Rick story, but we went to Nebraska Furniture Mart and looked at grills. You want to see a real live Dr. Rick commercial? Go to any grill section anywhere, but specifically at Nebraska Furniture Mart over the Memorial Day holiday.
Oh, I did that.
I mean,
what happened?
You got to talk BTUs. You got do we want
the hell's a BTU?
Do we want the chips? Do we want, you know, the horsepower on some of those things, Scott? Or are we searing a rack of lamb? Is this for steaks? It was a living Dr. Rick commercial.
So after Home Depot, I popped over to Lowe's.
Oh, God.
And I kid you not, I almost asked the salesperson in the grill section. There was one standing in the grill section.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not a thing every other weekend of the year. Memorial Day weekend, you have a dedicated salesperson
just
in the grill
section. Just standing there waiting. They see you coming,
the
Sam.
The shovel seller.
We have a new homeowner in the aisle. Come on, everybody.
The question that popped into my mind was, how many burgers you think you can get on that 28-inch black thing?
Did you really?
I did not ask it. I kept it to myself.
Do you have a seal-a-meal in case we have overage? I don't like to waste food.
20 burgers? 20.
Dr. Rick, we are thinking sandwiches again for lunch. What should I put you down for?
Oh, boundaries. They can be tough for young homeowners turning into their parents.
Now, I'm either going to go
Tom,
tuna melt or Reuben.
Tom,
they're known for their
remember,
Reuben.
When the door closes, so does the conversation.
Oh, yes. Gotcha. Okay. Looks like the soup of the day is tomato bisque.
Progressive can't protect you from becoming your parents. So, but we can protect your home and auto when you bundle with us.
I could go tuna melt. If you want to go Reuben, we could do a mix and match.
Tom?
You take half of my tuna melt in exchange for half of your Reuben. And that would be the mix and match of it. Dr. Rick?
Your parents probably wouldn't watch these videos.
So good. Do you know where else we stopped at the Olden FM? We got the grill, got a little patio set.
What has happened?
I know.
I'm going to Aqua Penny now and Lydia's for dinner. And
you're watching the AARP-ness of this show in real time.
We are literally switching places.
Right. Can we throw a pause
between the P and the
nest? Can I tell you this? And I did ask the sales associate at Nebraska Furniture Mart. They're very helpful there. Shameless plug. Is there anything more awkward than the mattress section?
Oh, tell me about it.
Any large store.
Great point.
Because it had been,
everybody's,
I don't know, 20
down.
Years since I, you know, and Johnny kept going, well, lay down. And I go, no.
With
I'm,
your shoes on.
I'm good. The person that laid down on this prior to me might have had lice or scurvy or tuberculosis or something that I don't want.
Yeah, I bought mine online.
So I just like would push on it and I'm like, we're good. Babe, you do you, whatever you want. I'm not laying down on that thing. And he's like, we gotta lay down on it. I'm like, no, I don't.
Because people lay down on those showroom mattresses with their shoes on.
And all their outdoor grum.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I am buying mattress. What is it about Memorial Day and the mattress sale? But it sucked me right in. I said, you know, if we're gonna buy one, this is the weekend to do it.
So the other Dr. Rick thing was, Mary Beth looked at me and was like, do you really need a Blackstone? You've already spent a lot of money this weekend, which was true. And I go, it's Memorial Day.
They're on sale.
They're on sale.
You think it's going to be on sale tomorrow?
Everything is on sale.
It's on sale today.
Oh, as we honor the sacrifices our veterans have made.
Which, by the way,
let's go buy a mattress.
I find the Memorial Day sale mildly offensive.
About Memorial Day, where everyone says you got to come buy a mattress because everyone in the entire town was in that department trying to buy a mattress, and we did.
It's always it's a white sale or a mattress sale.
We did.
How much did you get off?
I did. 30%, 40%? I don't know.
Mine was 60. I got 60% off my mattress.
Did you go with the Sealy Posturepedic, Sam?
I went with the Dream Cloud. It was the number two rated on the 300 Sleepopolis.
Very good. Oh, God. I asked the sales guy, Scott. I go, just level with me. What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen in this department?
No,
and he goes, no. Oh. Oof.
Don't tell me somebody was messing around on the bed.
No, he goes, it's just, the whole thing is, you know. And I go, awkward. And he goes, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it just is. I mean, what's the coil count on this, Roger? You know what? It's just an awkward purchase in person.
Yes.
Now, you have to go with the hybrid mattress. You need the memory foam layer on top.
We did go with the hybrid, Sam.
Good call. Good call.
Is it appropriate or inappropriate for the salesman to talk to you while you're laying on the mattress?
It's encouraged.
I think the whole thing is so weird.
Did Johnny lay on the mattress?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did he have his shoes on?
Yep.
Were they boots?
Yep.
Oh, God.
He was like, all right. And I go, I'm not laying down. Like, I think it's a mattress. It's fine. I don't have back issues. I don't have, you know.
Yeah, but I mean.
I don't like a firm. I want mine sort of smushy.
Okay, so I'm the guy who is apparently becoming the hipster on this show. You guys are becoming the doctor and Mrs. Ricks. How did this happen?
I don't know, Scott. I don't know.
I can't say that I hate it.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Marks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Conway is a pervert.
Is this what the mattress salesperson says?
Lay you down. All right, tell everybody your story from over the weekend.
Well, I'm excited to talk about this. Because our lives are show prep, Scott. And every once in a while, when you and I are out and about, or Sam's out and about, you see something that you are like, oh, wow, that is happening right right in front of us. Yeah. And then it becomes a topic. And I think this is one of those things. I was just on the phone with somebody from like an NTSB-ish organization during the break. And they want us to talk about what I saw over the weekend.
But let me point out very quickly before you tell your story. This is two weekends in a row when you're out and about doing something, two completely opposite sides of the Kansas City metropolitan area.
Yep.
And you see middle-aged adults.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you would be an adult if you're middle-aged. Middle-aged people doing really dumb things. Last weekend, you saw roughly 200 to 250 people riding by on motorbikes and ATVs out in South Kansas City. Then what happened over this past weekend?
Okay, so if I asked most of you, I'm going to go with 99% of you over the age of 30. Would you ever try to beat a train?
Oh, God, no.
100% of the people I know this would say, my God, no.
How fast is the train going?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that because I know what can happen and that I know that it looks like it's going slower than it is, or I value having two working legs. I know that most adults would say, if not all, I would never try to hop a train. That's dumb. Why would you do that? And then Saturday night, we are waiting for an Uber, and I look over and I watch adult after adult after
men and women.
Men and women between the ages of 30 and 65.
Yeah, that one woman was older.
Hop up onto a train and over onto the other side. I tell this story not because I want to point out, you know, or bash where this happened. It happened near my favorite top two or three music venues in the entire city.
Near Knuckleheads.
So we were right by Knuckleheads. What happens at night, and I spoke with somebody who has seen this again and again and again, is that the trains share that space right down there by the Rieger. You know where I'm talking about.
I know exactly where you're talking
about. The trains come and go. And sometimes after a concert, the timing is just off, is just right in the wrong way, and the train comes and stops, and it chokes off access to the place people parked. Okay? So we sat there for 5 minutes. The train was there. People were waiting. Then 10 minutes. Then more and more people are leaving this concert. There were four or five bands playing. We left very early.
It was a tribute band show.
It was a tribute band show. So we were, it was probably 9:30. Then more and more people start coming out, and more people start eyeing that train. And you can see in their mind's eye what they're thinking before
bad,
it happens.
Bad decisions are being made.
They're thinking,
on the
okay,
spot.
I've been waiting 10 minutes. Like, what's the harm? Let's just climb up on top of that thing, hop over to the other side, and get
across
to our car.
There's a little ladder right there.
It is definitely what I witnessed, and you know I'm fascinated by the psychology of groupthink. Because once one person did it, the floodgates opened, and everyone started streaming across that train. I think what people don't realize is that there are three sets of tracks there. So you're not just crossing over the one train. You're then hoping to God there's not another train coming when you cross on the other side, right?
I did not know there were three sets of tracks.
There are three sets of tracks. All right. And at one point, a man and a woman went over the rail. There's, you know, five or six little steps, hoisted themselves up, went over, and then for some reason decided to come back. On their way back, the train starts moving.
Now, why do you think they probably decided to come back?
I don't know, Scott.
My guess would be that there was another train on the
other
side.
Let's tempt fate twice. I don't know. And so I will tell you this. We sat there. We clocked it when it was all said and done. Our Uber was stuck on the other side of that train. So we canceled that Uber, ordered another one, and said, you have to come from the north. There is a train stopped on the tracks blocking access to the south.
Right.
It took 40 minutes. We were
before the train completely moved away.
40 minutes before we left and got into an Uber coming from the different direction. When we left, the train was still there. And so I do understand, on some level, I understand people are looking for a workaround, literally, to get to their car. Read your email. This is a Reddit thread that I just sent you.
Well, hang on. I'm going to have to jump on it because you Sam's to
from
get on the text line.
A couple of years ago. If you look up those train tracks, this has been going on for years. And I don't know what the answer is.
So play the audio. Hang on for just a quick second, Sam. Play the audio off your phone, but you have to stop it when it gets to before 40 seconds.
This is the first. Now, this is after 40 minutes, we just watched people just streaming across the train. And I want to keep in mind, people, this was in between cars. So, you know, there's little metal stairs for railroad workers to get up to the cars. People were climbing onto those stairs, onto the metal grate in between the cars to get across to the other side. That's what was happening, all right? And we watched it for 40 minutes, and I will play this and make sure.
Stop it before 43.
Oh, my God. What are they doing? No. Oh, my God. So I'm going to stop it here because at one point the train starts moving with two people on top of that thing.
Yeah. And then somebody says,
and I go, get off. What are you doing? And then I say a bad word. So
I have seen in the past, and obviously this was not the case today or in this situation, but I have seen in the past either, and I believe it's on the Rieger side, they will have a staircase that they will wheel up to the train. So say a train is there for maintenance or something.
And what's the point of that?
They get word that this train's going to be there for whatever, 8 hours or something, right? So they know for a fact that this train is not moving. I have seen them wheel a staircase up to that gap between train cars, promoting that people walk up the stairs, right.
And
cross over the train,
and Sam, I'm sorry, right there. If there is some, and I don't think there is because of the liability here, if there is some agreement between any venue, and I'm not here to pick on Knuckleheads. It's one of my favorite places to go. Certainly.
Yeah, it's great.
The Rieger. My God, I love the Rieger. If there is some agreement that when a train is just docked to help people get back and forth, that's one thing. That's not what we were witnessing Saturday night.
Yeah, because the train, just climbing the side of the train.
Trains were moving.
That's right. All right, so you sent me a Reddit post about trains at Knuckleheads.
And Summer Breeze was the band. Our good friend Billy Brimelcombe plays in that band, and this was a couple years ago on Reddit.
It says here, we were there on Saturday night to see Summer Breeze. Traffic was blocked on three sides by trains stopped on the tracks. The track outside the venue was blocked, which is common. People that parked at the Rieger to eat, drink before the concert had to climb on the train to get across to the venue once the show started. The train will move a little from time to time, so it can be a bit of a dodgy situation. On Saturday, the track outside the venue was still blocked. The track near General Mills was blocked, and another intersection was blocked with two cars but no train. It was the only thing there, and it was directly in the way, which I thought was strange. The crossing arms were down, the lights were on, but nothing was going on. There was only one way out to Front Street, which took us over another track, but luckily there wasn't anything in the way. It surprises me that the railroad can block intersections for long periods of time. It's the only public service in Kansas City where I see this happen. I've been to shows during the week. It happens then as well, so it doesn't seem to be a Saturday thing. The railroad owns the tracks, and it's a venue in an industrial area in the middle of a train yard. That's what it is, so everyone has to exist together, and it works okay. It does make the venue unique, which I like. The train went by and blared the horn. It was perfectly in time with one of the high points of a song. The band incorporated it, just had a good time with it. I'm just curious about their ability to park on the tracks.
So we live with trains. We need rail.
Of course.
We need rail. I'm not bashing the railroads here. I'm not bashing the venues that happen to exist next to the railroads. You know, I even said, should there maybe be a sign that says it is a violation of federal law? You are trespassing when you go up there.
Oh, and there are always signs all along railroads and their property that say trespassers and will be prosecuted.
I feel like there needs to be one specifically right there. But at the same time, Sam, there are people that are going to say, I'm not going to wait an hour to get back to my car. And on some level, I understand that, but I also think like I enjoy having both of my legs.
And I'm not going to walk half a mile to the end of the train. And I don't even know where the front and the back is.
I said to Johnny, we are going to watch someone's death because one of the women that went up there was 60 years old, wobbly.
She was older than
that. Not wearing great shoes, probably had been drinking. I said, we are going to watch someone die.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody writes in on the text line, I am a locomotive engineer with more than 25 years of experience. The railroads in the last 10 years have built their trains longer and longer. Currently, it is not out of the ordinary to have trains that are 3 miles long.
Or that just sit there. And one of them stopped, Scott, because another train was coming by. So train A stopped to let train B go by. You know, we were there again 40 minutes. And so we watched this. And you know me, Scott, I am not, like, I'm not a Karen, I want to see the manager kind of gal. I am a not rock the boat kind of gal.
Okay.
But I probably watched 30 people do this who otherwise are fully formed frontal lobe, intelligent adults.
Not when they're drunk on a Saturday.
You know, in wobbly shoes. And I just, why can we not have a bridge over it? Because of specifically the nature of it's a concert venue.
You mean so, like a catwalk or something?
Yes. Why not just build a catwalk over it?
Huh. I don't know. That's a really good question.
Because what's going to happen is someone is going to get hurt, die, lose their legs. And then everyone's going to go, well, we've been saying for years they should put a catwalk over that.
It depends on the state, but some states do have restrictions on how long a train can block an active crossing. That being an active crossing because there are arms that come down, lights, the whole nine. I am looking into Missouri right now. In California, it's 15 minutes.
That's it.
Huh. Cannot block an active crossing for more than 15 minutes.
Brian in Kansas City. Brian, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
I'm real familiar with that area down there around Knucklehead.
Yeah.
And yes, you have trains block those accesses to get across from the riverside over to the Knucklehead side. And the issue is trains are kicking boxcars out to go to customers that are all along those rail lines. So it takes a lot of time to get those trains moving again because they have to break them and kick a car out, put it back together and move it down farther. But the situation is if you go down, and I don't know the name of the street. I know it by visual, but you go eastbound towards Midwest Auto Parts, and it's east on down. You go about a mile, and you get to a stoplight. You turn left. You go across a bridge. You come back down the other side. you turn left, you go back westbound on the front riverfront side that goes down to the casino, and you can get across. You just have to go down a mile to get across the bridge, get on the other side, and go back west. You don't have to sit there and wait.
Well, with all the lefts and then turn right and then go over to Front Street down by the casino.
I think we should just put a bridge
about,
over it, Brian.
I'm about as lost as I've ever been in my life,
Brian. I think just put a bridge over it, Brian.
Well, yeah, they're not going to do that because it's, you know, they don't want people walking across railroad tracks, even if it's above them. But, I mean, people sitting there for 40 minutes, they don't have to. They can go down 1 mile, take a left, take another left, and then, you know, 10 minutes, you're on the other side and you're going back west toward the casino.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll tell you this. I'm with Dane on this one. Why not just put it in a catwalk? I mean, it wouldn't be the first one in Kansas City.
Great question from the text line. What if there is a medical emergency? What if somebody has
great point.
A great question. I know.
At Knuckleheads, and the ambulance comes from the Rieger side. That train's going to be there for the next 45 minutes. Sorry, buddy. We really wanted to get you some
help. Correct. Which is why I think in some municipalities, there's a rule that, like, you can't just sit there for 45 minutes, and I understand that. In the event of an emergency, you would have to say to the dispatcher, you have to come from the north because access is choked off right now.
And also, by the way, I dug a little bit deeper. While states do have these laws, they all have a loophole of, in the event of an emergency, they can block the tracks for as long as they need to. You think the train's ever going to be like, well, it wasn't an emergency. We just decided to block the tracks.
So you have Chestnut Trafficway that goes over the tracks. Is there no way to put some sort of pedestrian walkway on the trafficway, or would that be too risky?
So another good friend of the program just wrote to me, Scott, I have seen this every single time we play that venue. It is insane. Furthermore, I know many amputees who lost limbs due to train-related stuff like that. Yep. Then another good friend of ours wrote, I've done it more than once.
Done what? Jumped over the,
yep.
Through the trains?
Well, to get back to the car.
Not surprised at all. Jeff in Overland Park. Jeff, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Guilty as charged. We did that. We were down there a couple months ago. A group of us were at Rieger's, and we knew enough. We had been to Knucklehead, so we parked our cars there, walked 50 yards to go into Rieger's before the concert. When we came out to go to the concert, the trains were there. We're familiar with that. We waited. It didn't move. And sure enough, the group started moving towards, you know, the climb over process. Now, those trains, if they're moving, they're not going 40 miles an hour. Obviously, they're creeping by. But nonetheless, the safety issue is there. We couldn't cross because the train track employee came up in a four-wheeler and he had to pull a lever to do something to the next train or whatever it was. He goes, I can't let you guys cross while I'm here. Wait till I'm gone. He got in his four-wheeler, you know, and drove around the corner and he was gone and the whole herd of people.
So
who
owns these little 5 or 6 stairs that are being used to get onto the train flatbed and then jump past the other side? Are these owned by the railroad?
I looked this up and there's a lot of entities involved.
And so if it is owned by the railroad, is that their way of saying we want you to jump through our trains?
They do not want that. I guarantee.
Then why are they putting these stairs right next to and at the perfect level to get onto the flatbed of that train?
Because you need those stairs as a railroad employee to get up and down the trains.
So those stairs are
not pedestrian stairs for you and I.
The stairs that he was talking about that I've seen before as well are just wooden stairs that they put on wheels to roll up to the side of the train, as he mentioned, level with the walkway on the train. The video that you saw and what you witnessed was folks using the, I think it's 3 steps of a ladder that is actually welded to the train. That's for the engineers. So they're 2 different sets of stairs.
Now I got you.
You see, so the railroads directly adjacent are owned by Kansas City Terminal Railway, which is a joint operation of several major railroads, including Union Pacific, BNSF, and CPKC. The KCT is operated by the Kaw River Railroad. But I don't know. Like, here's what I know. There are lawyers upon lawyers and lawyers that just handle railroad accidents and trespassing deaths and injuries. That's what they call them, by the way. trespassing, deaths, and injuries, because I spoke to a guy in Washington on this during one of the breaks.
But if you are climbing through the rail car,
you are trespassing.
And you get hurt, what lawsuit do you have? You know you're not supposed to be on the trains. You know damn well you're not supposed to be on the tracks.
Correct.
But you are. I mean, do you even get a lawsuit?
I think the railroads are sued all the time, Scott.
You most certainly would. You know you're not supposed to hop a fence and swim in somebody else's pool and drown.
Fair point.
That homeowner's going to get sued for it.
Aaron on line four. Hello.
Hey, so this seems kind of like a first world problem. There are several ways, as the other caller had pointed out, to get around these tracks. It's impatience is what the problem is. The railroads are not going to fix this. They won't fix a bridge that, you know, dozens of times a year that semis crash into, let alone, you know, worry about, you know, a few people getting drunk at a bar and trying to cross the street. It's not their problem. It's knuckleheads. I mean, in all reality, it's knuckleheads' fault for
no. Oh, see, and I don't blame, Aaron, I don't blame any establishment near a railroad. We all have to live together, right? Rail traffic is part of commerce, and it's part of our lives. I think where the lawsuit would come in against the railroad is that with the history of that specific track in that location, you would be able to show a well-documented history of people jumping those trains. Then you would say to the railroad, why didn't you offer some sort of get around, physically to get around this?
Then why didn't knuckleheads put up a security guard there to stop people from going across it? They have made the issue of more people being there than what it was, because knuckleheads didn't exist when that railroad was put in.
Well, but neither did the Rieger. I don't think it's up to them to stop people from trespassing on railroad property. I really don't.
Again, it's a solution or a problem looking for a solution. It wasn't a problem when the railroad was put in there, because it wasn't, you know, there wasn't a bunch of drunks right there. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, is impatient drunk people.
Well, all right.
But 40 minutes is a long time to ask anybody who's just trying to get home.
My bet is that the Independence Avenue Bridge was built before Independence Avenue was built.
Yeah.
And
also, look how that's worked out for truck
why
traffic.
Why fix the bridge? Because it's entertaining. We want that. We like you
as long
turning
as nobody
your
gets,
semi into a convertible.
Really quick, I don't want to bring this up to point fingers, right, because I love both of those institutions, I understand with the third institution, which is the railway system, we have to have that. That's an important part of American commerce. So I bring it up to ask you, what is the solution? Because you can't tell me there's not a solution to that.
The only solution is a catwalk.
Yeah,
that's the only solution.
That's it.
And it would be relatively inexpensive.
Well, there is another solution.
What?
Waiting.
Park on the side that you're going to.
Yeah.
Fair
I've
point.
Never once had that issue, because when I go to the Rieger,
you park
on
the
Rieger side. When I can go to Knuckleheads, I park on the Knuckleheads
side.
Great point. It's crazy.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. As Sam said to us right as we were coming back from break, he goes, do yourself a favor and Google alligator with no tail.
And not if you're driving.
His name
you
is,
may be thinking to yourself.
His name is Stubbs.
No, his name is Bob.
Bob, because he can't swim, really?
Oh, God.
He doesn't have a tail.
His name is Bob.
This is one of the most bizarre things I have ever seen. It just doesn't look real.
It's hilarious.
He was born without a tail.
Is his name really Bob?
I'm looking to confirm that.
An alligator with no tail was spotted waddling across a Louisiana highway earlier this month, with the maimed beast leaving flabbergasted drivers struggling to comprehend what they were witnessing.
So his body just ends about 8.5 inches behind his hind legs.
It looks like a butt.
It does look like a butt. A big old...
Quoting here from Ashlyn Bartholomew, who saw the runty reptile crossing Highway 23, I couldn't tell at first if it was an alligator or a big dog or, quite frankly, what it was. She had been driving her kids home from baseball practice when she came across the creepy crawler, slammed on her brakes. The gator dropped placidly down the pavement, gave her a moment to whip out her phone to start filming. I just didn't know what it was, she said in the video. Her boyfriend in the passenger seat can be heard exclaiming in disbelief beside her.
There it is, just laying down in the road.
A zoo reptile expert named Robert said, I've seen an adult alligator missing 75% of its tail before, but not its entire tail.
It just looks like fake. It doesn't even look real. It's such a weird, I've never seen anything like it.
The wound walls itself off and heals.
So it's not like a newt or something where it grows back. He's just stubby.
Mm-hmm. Is he crossing a train track?
Really?
Get out.
I think you're done for the next hour.
Has to adopt new hunting habits. It
clearly
cannot lurk in the water anymore.
Or ever.
It would still be able to swim, right?
No.
They use their tail to swim. That's why they can swim so fast.
Oh.
They whip that tail back and forth.
So he's a land gator.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Other than, you know, splashing around in the shallow end.
I cannot. Every time I see a picture of this stupid alligator, it makes me laugh. I cannot find a story that indicates that the alligator's real name is Bob.
The reptile expert says the likely culprit was a boat propeller.
Oh, sure.
Story I read on the New York Post said he was born that way.
How do they know? You think his friends make fun of him? I mean, come on.
I don't think he has any friends. He definitely doesn't have a girlfriend.
Wow. The creature's tail appeared to be completely lopped off at the base of the torso, leaving nothing but a fully healed nub. Thank you, New York
That's
Post.
What they should call him, Nubs. Come here, Nubs.
Is there any word other than moist in the English language that is worse than nub?
I like the word nub.
Really? Because anytime you hear somebody use that word, it means something was there and now it's not.
Yeah,
you don't get a nub because you were born with it. No. You get a nub because you once had something and now it's gone.
Yeah.
Usually like a finger.
Or your legs.
Okay.
Anybody catch the AMAs last night?
Did not.
Really? Jennifer Lopez hosted. She's gorgeous at 54.
Off the top of my head, I can't exactly tell you what AMA stands for.
American Music Awards.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. And then at the end of the night, they did, Billie Eilish, by the way, was Artist of the Year. She won all seven of her categories. At the end of the night, they did a Legends Award for Rod Stewart. He performed at the age of 80, still looks great, sounds great. His kids, or not all of them, but five of them, were there, and he got a little choked up when he saw his kids coming out on stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was amazing. Absolutely.
We watched
amazing.
The replay of the Royals game, because if I'm careful and I don't look online to see the outcome, we can watch as if it is live and act surprised at the result. I'm now a Royals super fan. I watch every game.
That's amazingly Dr. Rick of you.
You're also an old sports super fan.
Oh, by the way.
You did watch the same Chiefs-Eagles game twice within the same week.
Correct. I'm also a birder.
Thinking
we know this.
One was new.
Also a birder. You know, I told you I thought Bob and Marge had babies.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
So I bought bird seed a few days ago. Just a small little bag because I thought they were nesting and might need sustenance during this important time in their lives.
Because how they've survived this long,
correct.
Who knows?
Who knows? That's what Johnny said. He will go find food. What I didn't know is that when you feed them, they tell friends. And I opened that door yesterday. There were six birds on the balcony. There is crap everywhere.
Okay, so I saw your video.
Yeah, now there's like a little patio party out there. And I'm like, okay, this was just for Bob and Marge. And now Bob and Marge are inviting the neighbors over. And now we've got birds coming out my ears.
So I saw your video on Facebook. And it was very, very entertaining. But you have bird poop on top of bird poop.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
You need to get out there and clean it.
I can't because apparently that gives you something called hyptoplasmosis.
So grab some gloves, grab a mask.
It will kill you. So I'm not going out there. I just shut the door and locked it, and I don't want to ever go out there
again. So now you can't enjoy your balcony?
Nope.
913-913.
Bob and Marge have taken over the balcony.
586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.